Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we really get into some fascinating source material, trying to pull out those core insights for you. Today we're doing something a little different, maybe quite unique. Our source. It's the lyrical transcript from Donna Summer's huge hit, the YouTube video version of I Will Go With You, Gante Party.
I got this.
And our goal here, our mission, if you like, is to really unpack how these specific words build such a powerful emotional story. You know, find the surprising depth in what on the surface might seem like a pretty straightforward love song. So yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, it's fascinating. What really strikes me is how the language, even though it seems simple right from the start, creates this incredibly intense feeling, almost overwhelming devotion. Like, take the lines, I will go with you, you need me forever, true, forever and ever we'll stake in love together.
Right.
That repetition of forever, it's not just a simple promise, is it? It feels more like this absolute, unshakable statement, almost like an incantation.
That's a great way to put it, incantation. Mm. And it's not just, I'll be there. Like you said, it's, I will go where you need me. That feels very active, very responsive.
Exactly.
Which then kind of sets up this bigger emotional shift, doesn't it? The lyrics just dive right in. Stranded alone on a sea of emotion, you found me. Your love was a light in the darkness that shoots so profoundly.
Well, absolutely. That imagery is so strong.
Yeah, being totally lost and then, bam, radically found. It's incredibly evocative.
It really is. And it suggests it's not just about finding love, but maybe finding your whole purpose, your reason for being, through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The partner becomes more than just, you know, a companion. They're elevated to this essential life force. Like an anchor pulling the speaker out of that emotional void, that sea of emotion metaphor really hits hard, that feeling of being completely adrift.
And the level of dependency that comes through later is just, wow, listen to this bit. You're my breath's near air, I bring you or my imagination soon, the vividest song of my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, it's suggesting the other person isn't just needed for like survival, but for creativity, inner peace.
Right.
The actual core of who they are.
Precisely. It's this total absorption where the beloved is framed as the vital force. It makes you think, doesn't it, about that deep human need for connection, but maybe also where the line is between that connection and, you know, keeping your own sense of self.
That balance, yeah.
And what's interesting is how this intense bond leads into that line, secrets are not great to whisper.
Oh, that line stood out to me too. It feels like it's aiming for this perfect transparency, right? Like if the connection is that deep, there's just no space for hiding anything, not even tiny thoughts.
Exactly. It shifts things slightly, doesn't it? From just romance to this radical vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
The bond is so complete, so open, that the whole idea of secrets, of holding anything back, it just becomes irrelevant, maybe even harmful to the connection's purity. There's no room for anything but openness.
Total openness.
Which naturally, I think, leads to that really powerful yearning for closeness we hear next. Mm-hmm. Come here, put your arms around me. Come here, you who surrounds me.
It's so urgent, isn't it? That repetition, come here. It's not just wanting a hug. It's wanting to be completely enveloped,
mm-hmm,
physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. A complete encirclement. The partner literally surrounds them. They become the whole world. It's the ultimate expression of that merging we've been talking about, where the physical and emotional just become one thing. It seals that deep connection.
So wrapping this up for you listening,
yeah,
we've walked through these lyrics that go way beyond simple love. They paint this picture of, well, absolute devotion, a life-changing connection.
Mm-hmm.
It really shows how powerful words can be. Building this sense of complete surrender, almost like being saved by another person, going from utterly lost to, as the song says, profoundly found.
It really is a deep dive into connection itself, moving from being stranded alone on a sea of emotion, as we discussed, to being rescued by that light in the darkness. It's quite a journey. And those phrases like, you're my breath near air I breathe, they speak to such a primal need, almost life support.
It definitely makes you feel the emotional weight behind the words.
So maybe a final thought for you to consider. When you hear these really intense expressions of dependency, of complete surrender lines like, I will go with you, I'll go where you need me forever, true, or that direct plea, come here, put your arms around me. What does that tell us about maybe the human longing for that kind of all-encompassing, unwavering connection? Isn't that the ultimate ideal we're all searching for? Or perhaps does that level of profound integration also raise questions about, you know, where one person ends and the other begins in love? Something to think about.